Local wineries are preparing for an insect with a benign-sounding name, but one whose potential for damaging grapevines could force them to outsource grapes or raise prices. Isabella Vesperini has more.
Spotted lanternflies are an invasive species that have been seen increasingly in Indiana. While not harmful to humans, they suck sap out of plants and produce a honeydew that can create mold and curb plant growth. They will feed on up to 20 different tree species, including maples and walnuts and grapevines. Jim Butler is president of Butler Winery. He says he expects to see the insect at his vineyard in the next couple years, although they haven't been spotted yet at local wineries. If he finds himself struggling to grow quality grapes, he will turn to other vineyards to purchase them.
When we grow the grapes, we have complete control over how we're growing them, you know, what style we want to produce. When we're buying from other growers, we lose that control over the fruit. So the wines would be different, not the same that we've developed here.
Cody Lederbrand is a winemaker and vineyard manager of Owen Valley Winery. He says if spotted lanternflies damage his grapevines, labor and management costs would increase. That could eventually lead to higher prices for his wine.
We're here to grow grapes and make an authentic product. And sometimes the more authentic the product is, or the more carefully it's managed, the more that cost can trickle down to the customer.
Spotted lanternflies are native to Southeast Asia and were first seen in the U.S. and Pennsylvania in 2014. In 2021, the insect was spotted in Indiana for the first time, in Switzerland County in the southeastern part of the state. Since then, it has been found in 13 other counties, primarily in northeast Indiana. There have been 4 reports of sightings in Columbus, the closest it's been seen to Bloomington. Will Drews is nursery inspector and compliance officer with the DNR.
They'll generally be gray, and oftentimes people talk about the red, bright colors that flash out at them. That only happens when they're flying or their wings are expanded. You'll see the red patches underneath their wings.
He says spotted lanternflies often hitchhike and travel via transport, such as on trucks and trains.
We have this line of spread that's through northern Indiana, often along a couple of major railroad lines up there.
The preferred host tree is the Tree of Heaven.
There's a solid at least 100 Tree of Heaven locations in just Bloomington.
Trees in the tailgating fields on Indiana University's campus are a prime spot for the insect to be introduced.
People come here from out of state and maybe spend the night. If an RV parked here coming from maybe Penn State University, there is the possibility that depending on the time, they might have some spotted lanternfly individuals hitching a ride over, and these would be the trees they'd probably seek out.
To prepare for the lanternfly's arrival, Butler goes through the vineyard almost every day, pruning vines and looking out for the insect. He also uses an insecticide.
We have to spray maybe once a year for Japanese beetles, just depending upon, you know, what that population, if there's a surge or not. So it's we already have material on hand. It's just a matter of really getting the timely application.
Lederbrand doesn't want to rely too much on using insecticides to remove spotted lanternflies.
I could napalm the vineyard with insecticide and remove it of most life if I wanted to, but at the end of the day, like I said, being a good steward to the earth that we participate on and live on, making sure that none of these things affect other living organisms as well, because insecticides don't just happen where they're sprayed. There's always the runoff with the rain and where down the stream, literally and metaphorically, that would kind of affect humans as well.
If spotted lanternflies become established in the area, Butler says the vines will slowly lose nutrients and decline in quality.
And how could that potentially affect your business in the long run?
Well, in the long run, if we can't grow grapes, you know, we can't have a winery.
You can report sightings of spotted lanternflies on the DNR's website. Drew said the DNR asks for verification of the sighting, such as a photo. He said it also helps to capture and freeze the damaging pest. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.